This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, hilarious, and many, many monikered co-host, Monica. Hi, Monica. How are you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, and good night?
Well, this evening and good night. Hey, this was really fun. I forgot the lyrics already, and I started too high, so there we go. Hello, hello. I'm totally thrown off here right now because my name is getting abused, which is flipping unreal. It has never gotten that much abuse in my entire freaking life than in the last couple of months. And I already have such a list of abominations of names that, thanks to you and some other people I met online recently, is just growing and growing and growing every freaking day.
And all that we have to say is, you're welcome, world.
Wow. I'm not sure if that's a thing. Yeah, so how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Tuesday. I've mostly done geek herring work since I woke up this morning. So it's a pretty good day.
It's a pretty good day.
You?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have had work. I've got quite some stuff done. It was better than yesterday, so that's pretty much all one can ask for sometimes. And I have tried to install Final Fantasy on my PC to figure out if it's possible to play it on there, and now I'm like, this is so much better than on PlayStation. Fuck, right. What am I going to do? It is, I don't know what it is. I already noticed that in Fall Guys that it's kind of, I don't know, it's heavier on the PlayStation. It feels like so lethargic on PlayStation somehow. And the controls don't react as fast. But then on also in Fall Guys. So I already noticed that in Fall Guys, like when I jump and stuff, it's better on the PC. And now I tried it with Final Fantasy and I'm like, I can click things easily if I want to. I don't have to hop through the entire menu with the D-pad. And it's
it makes such a difference. I started playing Final Fantasy on PlayStation, and when I switched over to PC, it was just like,
angels sing. And today we have something that is a bit immersive, and you will have read in the show notes, hopefully, if you read the show notes, that some things you will need to watch first if you want to. Otherwise, it will probably be a bit weird. But what we're going to do today is, because it was the DC fandom on the weekend or around the weekend, and a few DC trailers dropped. And what we're going to do is, because we're also streaming it live on Twitch, is we're going to watch it together on stream. It will be a bit of a reaction from Amanda. I already saw it, but it's kind of a reaction from me as well, because I can't keep it inside anyway. And we're going to watch the Water Woman. I wanted to say Watermelon and I knew it, that was wrong. So we're going to watch the Wonder Woman trailer and the Pattinson Batman trailer. And the movie's not called Pattinson.
Should be.
If you've been listening, well, yes, after... I will say everything I have to say about this afterwards.
Okay.
So if you're on the podcast, we're going to watch this now. And if you're on chat in Twitch, then we will see how it goes. Hang on. We start now. 3, 2, 1, click.
Oh, the music.
I wish I looked like Gal Gadot.
Ooh, I love this.
Aw.
Chills.
Who is she again?
I don't know.
Oh,
so lovely.
Oh,
Ah, it's amazing.
I am having actual goosebumps right there.
Me too.
I think I did not finish it when I watched it.
Wow.
Ooh.
She's a lion? Cheetah? Oh, that's so good. That looks amazing. Okay. That looks really, 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 really awesome. I'm loving the 80s theme and the neon colors, and I feel the excitement.
It cracked me up that when you started to watch the video, you thought it was actually something wrong with your computer, but actually it was the video.
It was Batman.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So basically, I had goosebumps. How are you?
Total goosebumps. Like that the whole time. I was like, when I watched the first Wonder Woman in cinema, I had like mega goosebumps. Like there was times that I just had chills up and down, and I was like, oh, this is amazing. And now this one, I'm totally feeling it as well.
Yeah. We saw the I know it was so long ago already when we reposted the trailer video or the poster of it already. I was like, this is gonna be fucking epic because all the colors.
Yeah, that the poster, when it was very first released, I was like searching everywhere. How can I get this poster? I need it on my wall. Like it is. I love it. So I still have, you know, ultimate goal plans to get it and put it on the wall. Maybe here, because I'm a teenager again. I'll put it on the wall here.
You can put it everywhere on the wall.
I can. Yeah, no, it's amazing. Now, actually, the only thing that I heard, the only criticism I've heard, is Wonder Woman's gold outfit towards the end of the trailer. In the comic books, it's supposed to be a skirt, and in the film, she's wearing pants, trousers. And I heard criticism from women that it wasn't true to the comic books.
How do we find that?
I don't know. I mean, pants are certainly more practical than a skirt.
That is very true.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the change personally, but I've never been diehard in DC comic books.
I mean, I wonder how accurate everything else is. I'm not sure I see it as policing because she's 90% of the movie, she's not wearing pants. So I'm not sure if that's a policing situation or just something that had to do with how they made the costume or anything, because I guess that golden costume is gonna, like, if I remember how Brie Larson talked about her Marvel suit and all that and how much work it was, and I guess that golden suit from Gal Gadot is probably gonna be also a bit of a hassle. And I mean, she's wearing the shortest skirt of all times through the entire movie, so I don't think that, why should they at the very end start to police her about her clothing choices?
Yeah, I don't think that I've got like a negative opinion on that, to be honest. I'm just like, yeah, it's fine. As somebody who's not into the comic books, I think I like you say, I got total chills with this and just totally on board with the whole thing.
I am very lax about hardcore accuracy about things like that in general. Like, I could get over how the Harry Potter movies were not like page to page scientifically correct and all that. And because in the end, it's a movie, right? Like, you have to bring something that is produced on paper into something that works in the cinema and that works on screen, and that is not always the same. Of course, you have something different when it's a comic because you know what the things look like, but then also I think, I'm not sure, Captain America also looks different, or Thor also looks different. I can't even remember if he ever wore these angel wingy things there on his helmet and stuff like that, because when was it drawn? You wouldn't do that again now, I guess. So I'm not as costume Nazi about this than maybe diehard fans of the thing. And even if I were a diehard fan, then I would probably be more relaxed about this.
I agree. I'm not super strict on how things are interpreted from like a book or a comic book into the cinema, into the big screen, because it's like, well, it's different. It's always going to be different. And so long as they do a good job with it, I'm totally here for it. It's like, I have heard the Shadowhunters series by Cassandra Clare. It's like a six-book series, and they've made a movie out of it, and they've also tried it as a TV show once or twice with the TV show, and I've heard that they're all really bad, and I'm like, I'm just not going to watch them. But it's not like something that I would go in and
I don't even know what you talk about. Like, what are these? Are they on TV?
The book series that I was talking about a while ago, Shadowhunters, The Mortal Instruments.
I remember that you talked about this. There is a TV series about this.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And there's also a movie about it. Yeah, I've not watched it, but it's just like you kind of give a buy-ball, except I've heard that they're really bad and like super not representative. And I'm like, well, do I go in with the mindset that like they're totally different or that they're just bad and I don't watch them? It's hard to decide, but you know.
I mean, there is a thing. Sometimes there is a line. Like, if you don't feel that it's like it's if so far off that it could be something entirely different, then it needs to be so good that I can be able to jump on board with it again. But other than that, I'm like, yeah, you have artistic freedom in your craft because it's to a certain degree, obviously. So yeah, I'm super excited about the Wonder Woman movie. Also, how badass is it that we have two women in it? We have a female villain.
Yeah, that's amazing, and she looks awesome. She also, somebody said it in chat as well, but it's scrolled past. But it looks like somebody related to the Olsen twins, but not the Olsen that's in Marvel. It looks like just another Olsen, and I'm like, is there
the
a fourth Olsen?
Is not there. The Olsen in Marvel is not the one of the twins, though.
No, but it's a sister.
Oh, yeah, okay. A sister.
But this person, I'm like, is there a fourth Olsen?
No, I know her. I know the actress. I just can't think of her name right now.
Oh, I don't know who she is.
What is her name again? Hang on. I'm going to Google this right now, just because I feel like I already wasn't sure what her name was. Kristen Wiig.
Is it? Is that Kristen Wiig?
Yes, it's Kristen Wiig. From Bridesmaids, yeah? Ghostbusters, The Martian, Despicable Me, apparently.
Well.
I knew her face, I knew her, but I couldn't think of her name.
I didn't actually connect that that's who that was. That's cool. I like her. I think she's a really good actress. So that made me more excited.
She's playing Cheetah, so it's not a cat, I guess, when she's Cheetah. Cheetah. What could be Cheetah Kitty? Because she looked like a cat.
Yeah.
Well, is there an animal that could have cheetah as a name? That's not a chimpanzee.
A cheetah? It's a type of cat.
Oh, thank you. I thought it's a chimpanzee.
No, a cheetah is a cat. It's kind of like a tiger, but instead of stripes, it's got spots.
No, it's a gepard in German.
Okay. Does that help?
Yes, it helps. Now I know what it looks like. And I was like, it looks like a cat. Why is it called cheetah? But that's because, I don't know. It wasn't a monkey. She was quite fast, though.
Tom Turtle says that they were expecting more comedy when they saw that Kristen Wiig was in the movie. And I get that because, like, she's primarily a comedy actress. So maybe there will be some, like, comedy elements in this.
We will see. But maybe she tries to reinvent herself somehow.
True.
Because I'm also curious how people do that. I mean, some people do it really well. Like the Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle, who was the dad, and then in Breaking Bad, and before nobody thought that he would ever be able to play this, and then he just it was just so freaking good.
Perfect. Like when you break out of your typecast and you go for something else, and it works, and it's like, wow.
That's so special. Like if you can do that, like that's why I always have issue with Jim Carrey, because I can never really see him in a serious, like super serious role because of his face. Like it's his face. I can't. It's weird. So yeah, that's pretty epic. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
I like a good cheesy love story in it. I can't lie. I mean, that might be something that's super too stereotypical, but
it's secondary. It's like you've got the action and the feminist themes and everything with the superheroes, and then like you have a nice little love story too. It gives you the good feels.
And Chris Pine is nice. And it didn't feel like in the title as if in the trailer as if he would take away from the females in the story. Mm-hmm. Like it was clearly a side character kind of thing, even though he's obviously super important to Wonder Woman, because I mean it's her one true love, I guess. I'm getting chills again.
Like even in the first Wonder Woman, he was in it, but I feel like it was always the story of Wonder Woman. It wasn't the story.
Yeah, but didn't he also die? Like he was like only there in a like memory because it was like in what, the 2000s or something, and he was already dead then.
True.
I mean, but that's still. What I think. Yeah, I know, it was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Also, I would just like to add, because I just see this now and I feel we need to bring this to your recognition, is that Henry Cavill is trending on Twitter right now. So we need to look into this later.
I can tell you why. He's trending because of Enola Holmes, the new Sherlock Holmes film that focuses on Enola, which is a sister, I think, of Sherlock Holmes. And he is playing Sherlock Holmes, and it's going to be on Netflix. And Enola Holmes is being played by Billy Eleven from Stranger Things.
Millie. She has a super weird name.
I know. Somebody in chat will tell me. I know they will. She's playing Enola Holmes, and Millie Bobby Brown. Thank you, Dennis.
I'm always like, Millie Bob Thornton is the wrong one.
So it looks amazing, and I'm very, very excited about, like, you know.
Oh, just I did totally passed me by.
Yeah, so that looks amazing.
Oh my god, this cannot is going to be so epic.
Yeah.
And he's playing Sherlock Holmes? Oh my
super,
god.
Super, super hot Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, mm-hmm. 100%. Here for it. He's been posting like clips of Millie Bobby Brown on his Insta stories and in even on his feed. And that's how I was like,
I'm so excited. Yeah. And apparently Helena Bonham Carter is in it as well.
It's going to be amazing. I'm very excited.
Good, that's even better than watching the DC trailer right now,
right? But as Tom says, like, Henry Cavill is Superman, so therefore we're actually still talking about DC.
This is true.
Yeah.
Exciting. Good that I just saw it then.
I know.
Oh my god, it feels like there comes life back into the movie scene of that the shit show that 2020 has caused, and now we have other things again to be excited about, like
yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. What's his face? I forgot his Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock. I didn't like Benedict Cumberbatch before I watched Sherlock. I was like, why is everybody so hot towards Benedict Cumberbatch? He has a weird face and he's, I don't know. And then I watched all of Sherlock Holmes and I'm like, oh, He's the best. Yeah. I think I have a thing for psychopaths and sociopaths and all that, but there we go.
What's that saying with the weirdo?
I know. That's why I'm saying it.
Okay. I like it. So speaking of weird faces, is it time for some Pattinson?
It's time for some Pattinson. And as Chat mentioned, he has a weird face too. Yes, he has, but I never actually had this kind of weird attraction to Pattinson than I have to other people that I see, like Chris Hemsworth, for example.
I'm not super into Robert Pattinson either, but the more that he just like is himself on social media and is a total weirdo who actually doesn't give a shit about anything, the more I'm like, I love you.
I mean, that's I see that. Mm-hmm. And I will react to the Pattinson late, like to what I thought about it later, what I think about it, but let's watch it first.
Okay, count me in. Totally thought this was my internet, like, messing up the first time. I was like,
get it.
It's too frozen. I can't do this stream, Monica. Ooh, creepy. What does lies. That say?
No more lies.
Ooh, this is giving me chills in a different way. Well, there he is.
Is that who played the Joker?
I don't know. Catwoman?
I'm here for this.
Whoa. That's okay.
I'm vengeance.
Vengeance.
I am so here for emo Batman.
Emo Batman, definitely. Okay.
That was a whole other ball game. What do you think?
My first question is this just another Batman origin story? Do we know? Is that what this
is? It's about Penguin this time.
Right.
But like the villain is Penguin. Oh, I know you don't like enjoy the origin story situation with DC.
I'm like, it's just the same. You just did the same movie, but different every time.
It's the Riddler? Who said Penguin? Maybe it's the Riddler then. I thought it was Penguin because of the nose. Mm. But it could be the Riddler for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's an origin story situation. What would you describe as an origin story? Like, when is it an origin
story? Batman became the Batman? Or how Batman came to be Batman?
I don't think it's like this.
Okay, so we're coming into this that Batman already exists in this world.
I mean, Batman gets letters already. Like, why wouldn't Batman become Batman?
Okay, then, I mean, so long as it's not an origin story, totally here for it. But if it's like, this is a story of how Batman become Batman, and this is the villain that he's with now, and then I'm like,
Were all the Christian Bale movie even like this? They weren't like this.
I mean, I think, like, they kind of were.
You think they were? But he was already Batman, and then in the second movie, when did he come back from this hole that he crawled out of? The others weren't, yes. Okay, Batman Begins. That's not the one I remember, I have to admit. Because I mean, ones I remember is Dark Knight, and then Dark Knight Rises, and that's why I guess for me it's not...
Yeah, it's like every time that they recast somebody as Batman, it's like, and this is a whole new origin story. And I'm like, how many origin stories does fucking Batman need?
I mean,
we've talked about this before. This is why I just have problems with DC, because it's like they just tell the same story, not the new stories. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I see that. And John Moy in chat said that he think this movie definitely ties into the Joker movie. And that's why I'm wondering, I was wondering because the guys that you saw in the trailer that had this why so serious face situation. And I was like, this looks like something that has to do with Joker. So that's mainly why I was like, huh. And I do think you could see Colin Farrell in the trailer, but you couldn't recognize him because I saw a Twitter feed about this. Because they like such intense makeup that you can't recognize him, but he's in the trailer actually. And that's why I thought it's Penguin, because I know that I read about Colin Farrell being Penguin and all. See, I'm not an entire idiot. Penguin is in the movie as well.
Okay. Well, I haven't looked into this much. I mean, the one and only time that I've really looked into the new Batman movie before this trailer is when we talked about it on that like one episode of Geek Girl in the News.
Yeah.
When we decided that I was kind of down for Pattinson to exist.
I know.
And I think I'm still here for it.
I am so very much here for it now.
Telling of an origin story.
But look at him.
I'm not super like, I don't think Robert Pattinson is very attractive.
No. Yes. No. As I mentioned before, it often depends.
I just like his weird face.
I don't know. I had that with Twilight as well. I was super into Twilight when I watched the movies and all. And I was super into Pattinson when I watched the movies and all. And then when that was over, I was like, actually, I'm not sure if I'm super into Pattinson now because he's kind of weird and all that. But then And then I was like, but I can't see him as Batman initially. But after this trailer, I can totally see him as Batman. Like, Dennis in chat mentioned that he can't see him as Batman as well. But look at it. It's good.
Yeah, the trailer is cool. It's creepy. It was giving me, like proper chills. Like,
yeah.
Totally dark and grungy. And I'm kind of excited for this side of Batman, I guess. Like, I know that Batman is always a bit of a darker, grungier character and everything, but this feels, I don't know, even more grittier.
I really loved Christian Bale as Batman because I thought he was just amazing. Ben Affleck as Batman was like, meh. You know, he was then in he wasn't in Suicide Squad. What is it? The other one. Jason Momoa is in as well.
I don't know who Batman was in Suicide Squad.
No, in Suicide Squad there was no Batman. I think Suicide Squad is with the evil ones. It's only with the evil ones. What's the movie called? where all the super, where there is Aquaman, there is the Flash, there is
Justice Superman. League.
Justice League. Thank you very much.
I haven't seen that either.
You haven't seen that either?
No.
You need to get over your hatred for DC movies. Because Jason Momoa is fucking Aquaman, number one. Now I can't be excited about it anymore because apparently he's also a prick, but I was excited about it previously because Credence, who, the one who plays Credence, I forgot his name, they're also in it and they play an amazing role as the Flash. Then there is Gal Gadot and there is Henry Cavill. I don't get, like, I'm listing you all the people and you still say, no, you can't watch it. I do not understand. Also, can I please add, I think the... Why do I forget all the names today? What's the detective called? Ezra Miller. Thank you very much. Ezra Miller is the Flash in Justice League.
Okay.
But you know who I'm talking about, right? The detective in the Batman trailer right now.
Commissioner Gordon.
Thank you very much. He's black in the movie. Can we just please mention that?
That's awesome.
That is pretty epic. Mm-hmm. And I think so is Catwoman.
Oh, really? Who's playing Catwoman, do we know? Zoe Kravitz? Oh, is it Zoe Kravitz? Okay.
Oh, yes. Zoe Kravitz. I can see her as Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was way too soft in Fantastic Beasts. I thought she was way more in your face, fuckers. And then she was like a tiny little whiny bitch. Sorry, didn't want to say that. So, okay. Paul Dano is the Riddler. Colin Farrell is the Penguin. Jeffrey Wright is Commissioner Gordon. And Andy Serkin is Alfred Pennyworth. So the one who played Gollum.
Andy Serkis is... I like Andy.
He's adorable. I can't see him as Alfred, but there we go. Zoe Kravitz is the daughter of Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa's wife. Mm-hmm. Now wife. What's her... I have an issue with names today. Lisa Bonet. Yes! I figured it out. I figured it out without looking it up. So Lisa Bonet... And she was in The Cosby Show, wasn't she? The Cosby Show, not The Cosby Show. Cosby Show. She's in Cosby's.
Was she? I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, she was one of the daughters. I'm pretty sure about that. Yes.
Because she's... No.
Oh. What?
No.
Am I making this up?
I think you're making this up because the first listed...
The Cosby Show, 1984 to 1992. There we go.
That doesn't come up on her list and her actresses on IMDb.
Then they lie.
Oh, Lisa Bonet was in The Cosby Show. I thought Zoe Kravitz was in The Cosby Show.
No.
Oh.
He wasn't even born yet, I guess.
No, I was like, no.
No, her mother.
Gotcha. I'm with you now. Yeah, okay. Yep. Cool.
So,
I don't know. I'm going to say yes, I would like to see this film.
You talk about the Batman movie now.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's what we're talking.
Yes, I know, but I still try to convince you to watch the Justice League. I mean, is Jason Momoa is reason enough to watch basically every movie with Jason Momoa?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But you see, I don't know. My problem with DC is that I have watched like none of them, essentially, except for Wonder Woman and the Dark Knight stuff. And I'm like, and obviously early Batman.
What are the early Batman movies? I don't even recall.
Like the ones with Val Kilmer and Kevin
Bacon. I'm just throwing names out there. I don't even know. That's the only Kevin I know.
I don't know. It just, I'm just resistant, you know, but I'll get over myself.
What are the 1989 Batman movies?
Batman Begins. Batman
no, that's Returns, not 1989.
Batman Returns.
You just Batman. Throw out random trailers now.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't those the one where Schwarzenegger was playing a part in them? So? Like Mr. Ice? Wasn't that? No, that couldn't have been then because that was the horrible one. Michael Keaton was Batman. Then Michael Jack Keaton, Nicholson was the Joker. I said Kevin.
I said Kevin, but I obviously meant Keaton, okay?
I said Kevin, but I meant Keaton. Of course. Oh.
And I was obsessed with like the TV show, the Adam West TV show. It was the best.
The old ones where they had the BAM and the POW in those. Oh, I love those too.
They were the best. I was like obsessed as a kid. Total. So I don't
need to watch the old ones then. I remember the ones when I was a teenager. They were all shit. Like with George Clooney, who basically tore down the franchise. That was nothing.
And yes, Val Kilmer had a butt double in the Batman movie where he was Batman.
Did he?
Yep. Useless facts that I have picked up along the way.
I forgot about all of these films. I have. I can't even. Mm-hmm. But I will watch the old ones because Jack Nicholson as Joker, I think that's probably epic because Jack Nicholson is epic.
Yeah. Tom says, I have watched some of these, and I have watched out of Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, yep, Justice League, Aquaman, Shazam, yep, and Birds of Prey. I've watched two of those films.
You haven't watched Man of Steel?
No.
You haven't seen Batman versus Superman?
Nope.
How can you have such a horrible opinion of all the DC movies when you haven't seen like half of them?
I don't know. Tom says, I watched Suicide Squad. I haven't seen Suicide Squad. I don't know what Tom's talking about because I haven't seen it.
Suicide Squad is with, what's his face? Jared Leto as the Joker, right? And Will Smith, yes.
I haven't seen it.
Jared Leto, yes. Who was very upset that he wasn't in the actual Joker with the other guy whose name I forgot and who I thought was in the Batman movie. Maybe that was the Joker then. Oh, that changed everything now. Sorry, I got so excited. I had to cough there. Joaquin Phoenix, yes. Was that the one? Did we see Joaquin Phoenix in the trailer? I thought he was in there. It didn't click in my head. Mm. You know, the one that was standing at where I was asking you, the one that's standing at the podium?
Maybe.
Honestly, we need to watch it just for Henry Cavill's butt as well.
Wow, that's true.
Because Henry Cavill knows how to put a... Batman, right? What?
Why are we talking about Henry Cavill's butt? He's not in Batman.
But he's Superman and he's in DC. That's why I'm like, you need to catch up on so many DC movies. That's why you need to start watching them more.
Okay.
Yeah, it looked like King Babiga, yeah, but maybe that's just really great makeup, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker in this Batman movie.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
Only one way to find out, by watching it.
By watching it, the movie, or you mean the trailer again?
The movie.
Yes, I'm definitely going to watch the movie. Okay, I will just quickly...
Dennis says that he is not in it.
He's not in it? But look at him. You can't see this now, can you?
No.
It's at second 54.
But I've already closed it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He looks remarkably like Joaquin Phoenix in a fat suit, or at least with more weight on.
I recall who I like the moment that you said that, but I didn't think that looked like him. So
yeah, I mean, if he's not in the list, then I guess he's not in it.
Yeah.
So I guess, but did they look very similar?
Mm.
Anyway, I am here for Emo Pattinson.
Mm-hmm.
Also because. I really like how it was different because he said when they ask who are you and everybody expects he's gonna say I'm Batman, but what he did was he said I'm Vengeance. And I think that's already so cool that I'm like I'm kind of like, this is a message from Pattinson being like, fuck you all, this is my fucking show. And you all said I wasn't going to do it. And here I am doing it. And I'm totally going to go back on what I said and if not being sure that Pattinson can be a good Batman. I think it's going to be great. And I saw an interview with Christian Bale, who was asked about if Pattinson could even like do the Batman properly. And he was all like, you all just better shut the fuck up, basically, because Pattinson is an amazing actor and he's going to be great at Batman. And I was like, look at this. That's like super nice from someone who has played Batman before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll do
you
it.
You need to catch up on if you weren't going to watch the Batman movie?
No, what? Yes, I was. But what I'm saying is I will watch all of the DC movies, the new ones.
Yes. Mission accomplished.
And I would watch it even more if Henry Cavill was playing everyone in DC.
You haven't even watched it.
Actually,
now.
Actually, can that happen? Can we like start a petition for Henry Cavill to remake every DC film and he just plays every role?
But well,
Henry Cavill is everyone.
But honestly, I would be really, really sad if Jason Momoa weren't Aquaman anymore.
But Henry Cavill.
No, I mean, come on.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, Henry Cavill can definitely build my PC. if that's what he wants to do, feel free.
Henry Cavill can protect my C's.
I don't want to know what you just meant, but let's just move on. Henry Cavill is Lois Lane.
Henry Cavill as Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I will be here for that too, I guess.
Henry Cavill as everyone.
Except Jason Momoa.
No. Yep.
Except, like, I want to keep my Aquaman, please.
No, if we're replacing every single character as Henry Cavill, then Jason Momoa's got to go. Sorry. We can't have it, like, you know, everyone. Like, Henry Cavill plays everyone except for Aquaman. I mean, what if we just don't have Aquaman in the film?
You know how it goes with the credits often? When they put like a lot of names after another and then at the end it says with. So we need someone with. So we can't have just Henry Cavill. So
Henry Cavill is Superman. Henry Cavill is blah, 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 blah. With Henry Cavill is Aquaman. Yes.
And therefore Henry Cavill is Wonder Woman too. Yes.
I'm just down for this. In general.
But I don't think Jason Momoa works with every role, and I would like more Jason Momoa as well, because he just seems like to be like the absolute best fucking dude ever.
Okay, so we remake them with Henry Cavill in every role, and then we remake them again with Jason Momoa in every role.
But I'm not sure if I want to have Jason Momoa in every role. I'm really fine with him being Aquaman and topless and wet most of the time.
See, but just imagine Henry Cavill topless and wet all the time.
But he's so small.
He's not.
Isn't he tiny?
He's not. he played The Witcher, Monica. He was
The Witcher doesn't need to be tall.
Well, he kind of was. They can do anything with cameras.
Yeah, I guess. No, I mean, he's fine. I don't have anything against short men. They're great. I had a short man before. It's nice. Well, it's something. I don't really care how tall a man is, but
exactly. Henry Cavill crushed me with his legs. Yes. Yes. Yes.
He could literally do that. But so can Jason Momoa. Why is this all of a sudden going from Robert Pattinson as a Batman, who can, by the way, probably not crush our legs,
and Tom Turtle has just like owned you. Henry Cavill is 6'1", Monica.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what 6'1" means.
It's 185 and a half centimeters.
Does 185 and a half. So it's basically the size of my boyfriend. That's there good go. To know.
Okay, people so be... Henry Cavill as Aquaman, we're on board.
I mean, but Jason Momoa is like what, almost 2 meters tall.
Well, this conversation is totally derailed. We're here for DC movies. We're excited about the fandom coming out. See you next week on another awesome episode of Geek Herring.
Bye.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.